Take a listen to this track by the band Afro-Cubism, the names of play on the words Africa and Cuba. The group features musicians from Cuba and Mali, and it's a kind of hybrid of the best sounds from these two musical traditions. Afrocubism is one of the year-end picks by our friend and frequent guest Beto Arcos, who hosts a radio show called Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. And Beto is in Los Angeles. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Guy. Great to be here.
So we asked you for some last-minute stocking stuffer suggestions. And this one, you brought us this one. It's by Afrocubism. This record has members who played on the now, you know, wildly famous Buena Vista Social Club album. Tell me about this record.
Well, this is the kind of project that's been in the making for about 15 years. Really, the story that I know is that it was supposed to be the album recorded in 1995 in Havana, you know, when musicians from Mali were invited to come there to meet Cuban musicians. They never showed up. There were some problems with their passports and their visas, so the album was never recorded. Instead, we got the fantastic record by the Buena Vista Social Club, and it became this giant success all over the world.
So this, what we're hearing now, this was actually what was supposed to have come out of those sessions?
That's right. But of course, since those musicians never made it, you know, you have the Buena Vista Social Club. So this album was recorded just recently, about a year and a half ago,
wow,
in Madrid. And as a result, we get this amazing first time of these musicians recording and playing together. And every song is just fantastic. This one is called Al Vaivén de mi Carreta, which means the rocking of my cart. You know, I chose it because I love this exchange of vocalists, Cassé Madi Diabate, who sings here in Bambara, and Eliades Ochoa, this great sonero from eastern Cuba.
I love that sort of dialogue that you hear in that song, Beto. It's a beautiful piece. I want to move on to the next artist. I actually don't want to move on because I want to keep hearing that one, but we have to. This one also comes to us from Cuba. Her name is Xiomara, and she's this fantastic singer who was a part of the now defunct New York-based group called Yerba Buena. Let's take a listen to a little bit of her here first. Money. Dame de tu maní, que esta noche no voy a poder dormir sin comerme un cucurucho de maní. Percussion, Xiomara, you can't go wrong. Tell me more about her, Beto.
You know, before she joined Yerba Buena, this band in New York that you mentioned, she had her own career in Cuba. She recorded about 15 albums, none of which were ever released in the States. Mm. So no one really knows about her career back in Cuba. So when she came here in the mid-90s, she had to start from the bottom, basically. And thanks to the success of being part of Yerba Buena, they were nominated for a Grammy. She got a lot more attention, and so she really had been wanting to get back to her solo career. This is her second album, actually, but in my opinion, her better album, because it has this not only wonderful rendition of Cuban standards, but I think her voice is really the most amazing thing I've ever heard. El manicero entona su pregón, y si la niña escucha su
cantar, llama desde su balcón. That's the Cuban singer Xiomara. My guest is Beto Arcos. He's host of KPFK's Global Village in Los Angeles, and we're listening to a few of his year-end recommendations. And Beto, let me just thank you right now for the free advice, because my wife is going to think I'm very cool and interesting and that I have really sophisticated tastes, because I'm going to give her all these discs, but I'm not going to tell her that you told me to get them for her.
So, always happy to push some music to you.
All right, let's take a listen to your next pick. This is David Byrne from the Talking Heads, one of his favorite artists of all time. This is Tom Zay. He's the legendary musician from Brazil. But let's face it, Beto, Tom Zé is not, you know, sort of exactly the standard kind of Brazilian music most of us are used to, the kind of sort of bossa nova sound.
Not at all. I think that's been his mission as an artist. What he likes to do is to sort of deconstruct music, to kind of take it apart and look at it, open it, analyze it. So in this particular song, Síncope Jobim, it's sort of a play on words using the words João and Jobim, the two major figures of Brazilian bossa nova. He's sort of telling a mini story of how bossa nova came to replace samba to become Brazil's biggest export. You know, Tom Zé is there to remind us that the roots of this music is not just in Rio de Janeiro.
Beto, we've got time for just one more, unfortunately. It's pretty different from the rest of your picks, as we can hear sneaking up right behind us right now. So, Beto, you are in L.A., I'm in Washington, D.C., and before you came on air, you were telling me about how you went to a taco truck earlier today in L.A. You made me very jealous. Hearing this makes me very jealous that you're in L.A. and I'm in Washington, D.C., where it's freezing cold right now. This is by a group called the Mexican Institute of Sound. The song is called Carnaval. It sounds like a carnival. It's all over the place musically. I love it.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's actually not bad for a soundtrack for Los Angeles because,
no.
You know, this is when I'm eating my tacos. It's the kind of music I would like to hear. This is the Mexican Institute of Sound. It's headed by Camilo Lara, you know, a DJ in Mexico who actually is a record executive for EMI Mexico. I have to say, previous records, I've never been fans of this group until this one. This one really, really grabbed me. And I think it's because of what he's doing here. He's trying to fuse together various sounds of Cuban and Colombian music together to create a sort of tapestry of music representing Mexico from north to south. It's sort of, you know, the kind of music that I grew up with, you know, in Veracruz, but you could also hear it on the Pacific coast. You could hear it in the south and the north. Party music. It's celebration music.
The band is Mexican Institute of Sound. It's brought to us by Beto Arcos. He's the host of Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, as always, it's been great having you here, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, too.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends, on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. We'll be back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.